Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Sure that if you haven't done so, you give your family and friends a text or whatever to tell them to join this conversation, and we will be right back with you in a minute.
The rhythm plants the seeds of freedom, so we overcome with the rhythm, the drum.
Once again, family, we welcome you to the Us Lifting Us Thursday night Dare to Win call. Yes, we are the drum calling out people to self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty. Again, this is the Us Lifting Us radio program that airs every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dare to Win is a place where we have sobering conversation about the economic plight of our people and the imperative that we build the global economic machinery that will free us and contribute to our wholeness. To join the conversation, if you're listening online, you dial in at 929-477-2789. 929-477-2789, and press 1 on your keypad if you want to make a comment or a question. And if you want to join us via your computer, you go to www.usliftingus.com and look for the gold bar that says the Ulu Radio tab, and you click on that tab and you scroll down to where you see the globe and the headphones on the globe, and you click on Listen Live. My name is Brother Thurman, and I'm your host for this evening's discussion. And joining us this evening is Sister Nanana, an Ulu board member who will be guiding us through the discussion tonight. Sister Nanana, please greet the audience.
Good evening. Good evening to everyone. And thank you so much, Brother Thurman, for the introduction and the opportunity to play a role in having this very serious discussion this evening. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. All right. Sister Nanana, let us get started. And Our question this evening is, can you give up the American dream and create your own reality? Sister, what is that question all about?
Well, thank you so much for posing that question, and I'll do my best to address that from my perspective, you know, my life experience, as well as what I perceive has happened and continues to happen with brothers and sisters in our community. Can you give up the American dream and create your own reality? When you think about that, that's really something to ponder, because some of us are so enmeshed in trying to achieve this so-called American dream that we haven't even taken a moment to step back and ask ourselves the question, what is it that we're striving for, and why is it that we're doing it? Most of us here in the U.S. have been exposed to the notion or the idea of what is commonly called, quote unquote, the American dream. In other words, the house in the suburb with the white picket fence and, you know, the Buick in the driveway, where everything goes well and you have barbecue in the backyard and really no major issues or concerns to deal with, and where you have prosperity and no struggles in terms of financially supporting the family. So either consciously or unconsciously, I judge that around this notion of the American dream, that we have done one of probably three things. Either we have gravitated towards trying to achieve the so-called American dream, or somehow participating in the enjoyment of it. It has been held out in front of us as being the goal, and so we have wanted to have that. Or we have been involved with acknowledging, or have been faced with the grimness of acknowledging, that we in fact are not achieving or accessing it. Unfortunately, we do one of these or some version of these things that I just mentioned without realizing how we have been programmed, and without being clear about what the so-called dream is and what might be required to achieve it, and perhaps even more importantly, whether or not the American dream is even suited for us. Or was it ever even intended for us? I have a judgment, a personal judgment or perspective on this, that the whole American dream is a fallacy, that and that it was never, ever intended for us. To try to make that a little clearer, let me share a piece of information. The American dream, a description of it or definition of it, according to the historian James Truslow Adams, is that it is that dream of a land in which life should be better and richer and fuller for every man, with opportunity for each according to his ability or achievement. Okay, so that's one definition of it. Another description of this phrase called the American dream, or this national ethos, is that the American dream embodies a set of ideals in which freedom includes the opportunity for prosperity and success, as well as an upward social mobility for the family and children. And it is achieved through hard work in a society with few barriers. So, you know, let's examine the values and behaviors indicated with these two descriptions. First, if you are dreaming of a land where life is better, richer, fuller, etc., for every man, I would say that obviously that land is not where you are right now. It is not. Secondly, the description indicates opportunity for each and every person. Opportunity means, if you, you know, look up the word opportunity, it means being passive. It means you are passively waiting for something to be given to you. And so haven't we learned our lesson with pursuing equal opportunity? We did that vigorously for quite a while, especially during the 60s. Third, when it says according to his ability or achievement, this means competition is what they're talking about, and individuality. So these definitions are taken straight from a capitalistic perspective. All of these capitalistic values are supported by institutionalized racism, which reserves achievement of the goal only for selected groups. And we have to be clear about that, that these goals are put out in front of us, and we're told that there's equal opportunity for all, which we know does not occur, and yet and still we continue to strive for this dream. Now, the other definition, which focuses more so on freedom, and I found it very interesting that freedom was a real focal point of the second perspective around the American dream. So that perspective indicates that freedom includes, among other things, the opportunity for prosperity. So even in our struggles for freedom, we must define for ourselves what freedom is. Otherwise, we get caught in this trap with someone else telling us that freedom is supposed to include the opportunity for prosperity, and yet we don't have equal opportunity. So you see the circle and the cycle that we get caught in. So the description also indicates upward social mobility for the family and children, which is supposed to be achieved through hard work in a society with few barriers. Now, that's exactly what it says. So, in other words, upward mobility is generational. That's what they're telling you, that it's generational, provided that all involved parties work hard. Now, how many times have we been told that we just need to work a little harder in order to get where we want to be, or in order to relieve our conditions, that we just have to sacrifice a little bit more and put in some more hard work? So what about those who achieve the American dream just by being born? I mean, let's not be in denial. We have a segment of society here in the U.S. where the American dream for them is that's just part of normal everyday living. So center stage in both of these descriptions is the indication that acquisition of material wealth is in fact prosperity, and that acquiring it must be done alone, not as a group. You don't see anything in the definitions or descriptions of the American dream where it indicates any group or coming together of people and working jointly or cooperatively to achieve this. It tells you that you have to do this all by yourself as a single individual. Now, we know from observing other nationalities that the key to attaining and maintaining wealth is group economics, and that it's practiced and maintained specifically within racial groups. So for me, there's a real disconnect here, because the words that are put around describing the American dream are very opposite from how I see the American dream being achieved. I think it's also worth mentioning that these descriptions were developed and fashioned to a large extent from information that came from immigrants. No one came to our communities and asked us for input in this particular perspective. We are not immigrants. We are the descendants of captives and prisoners of war. So the American dream, what I want to share is that the American dream was never really meant for us. And I would suggest that we need to seriously examine whether or not we are actively, consciously or perhaps even unconsciously, striving to achieve that and not realizing the trap that we're in. So I'm going to pause right here. I was trying to put some basic foundation out there, but I'm going to give an opportunity right now, Brother Thurman, if you have comments or if there are any brothers and sisters out there that are listening who might have comments or questions as well.
Yes, Sister Nanana, you have definitely addressed that subject and the definitions, and it's obvious that it was not intended for us, and the evidence is there when it comes to our people, and it's not a matter that and you talked about working hard. It's not a matter that we don't work hard, have not, and continue. Family members, if you care to join the conversation, you got questions or comments, please call us at 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789. And when you've got a question, comment, just press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And we've still got folks coming in, which is good. And
all right.
So, yes, what we're going to do is yes.
If there's one more thing I could add, I thought it was interesting when I was doing a little research around this. I actually found that there were some indicators of how you get to the American dream, how you achieve it. I found in part of my search that there was actually a list of things that people do to achieve the American dream. So the first thing at the top of the list was work hard. The second thing was to work smarter, get an education, be enterprising, be thrifty, be a risk taker, and be willing to sacrifice. And so I couldn't help but say to myself, okay, so if those are the things that need to be done in order to achieve it, then, we should certainly, in our communities, we should certainly be sterling examples to the rest of the U.S. and the globe as well of having of having, quote unquote, achieved the dream. So I just wanted to add that bit of information as well, that what's been put in front of us as the things that need to be done, I judge that we have already done it, that in many instances we are really the sterling examples of hard work, ingenuity, sacrifice, so on and so forth. And so it behooves us to take a real serious look at whether or not we want to continue to strive for that, or if we want to create something on our own. So thank you for letting me add that.
That's good. That's good information to add. Helps to bring greater clarity. And Sister Nanana, we do have someone that wants to join the conversation. And the last four numbers are 5510. 5510, please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can.
Yes, my name is Aoife Shango. I'm calling from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I want to thank you. I concur almost 100% with what the sisters outlined. And one of the things that got me attracted to this particular call is the ad that says, made reference to the American dream, but have your own dream. And as the sister outlined, we've done all of those things. I think the only thing that's missing, if you could say that it's missing, is a comprehensive design. And I wouldn't say that's missing because Ulu has already outlined a very good design that many of us can follow. And I think on a nationwide level, the new operating procedure for how we should communicate is promoting more success stories that exist in the African American community. There are plenty out there. And one of the things that frustrates me sometimes is seeing us bash each other so much about what we're not doing and not putting enough emphasis on what we are doing. Because when we put more emphasis on what we are doing, now we have a basis for networking, interacting, and creating more financial and social security for ourselves, and we would strengthen that our own dream. I don't know if I'm coming across as clearly as I'd like to.
I would say yes, brother. You're coming across quite clearly, and I particularly appreciate it when you indicate that we are our own social security, and we have to step up and step into that role wholeheartedly and 100% take total, complete, and ultimate responsibility for taking care of ourselves, no matter what the U.S. government does one way or the other, and that we are fully able to do that. And I really appreciate that you identify what ULU, the plan, the family economics plan and process that ULU is putting into place, is certainly a sterling example, a live, active, working example of how we can create our own reality, and that it will be generational. Once we put it in place, and we strongly put it in place, it will be generational, and our children will just step right into it. That's what we see happening in other communities, and that's where we're headed with ULU.
And I give thanks for ULU being there, and hopefully I can be a contributing factor and do my part. And again, there are other resources and groups out there doing things, and that networking and bringing more into the fold would reduce our focus on what we are not doing and shift that focus to those that are doing and bringing in that expertise and level of resources that we need for self-sufficiency. So I'm going to chime out. Thank you for the opportunity to express that.
And thank you very much, brother, for your comments. And certainly we would love to be able to take advantage of the skills and knowledge and energy that you have. And if you would call and leave us a message at 404-592-2780, 404-592-2780, leave us your name and just indicate that you would love to play an active role. We have a work that needs to be done, and I guarantee you, you'll get a call back from a board member that will assist you to find a slot on one of the active committees so that you can play a very active role in the work that's going on to move ULU ahead. So we look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, it's already done, as a matter of fact. I'm already a member.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Good word. Yes.
Yeah. Should we take a break now, Brother Thurman?
Yes, let's take a short break, family member, and then we'll be back very shortly.
No matter what may come our way,
we are going to make it all through.
We will lift every voice and say,
we are going to make it all through.
All right, family, welcome back. If you're joining us, welcome to the day. If you're just joining us, welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us Thursday Night radio program, where we discuss taking control of the economic destiny of our people and how to do it. And again, our telephone number for anybody that's on the internet is 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. If you want to join the conversation and press the number one on your keypad to let us know that you want to make a comment or question. And if you are by telephone and you want to listen by way of internet, you can join us at www.usliftingus.com. That's usliftingus.com. And look for the gold tab that says ULU Radio, and you click on that and then scroll down where it says Listen Live, and you click on that. We are having a discussion about, can you give up the American dream? Can you give up the American dream and create your own reality? Create your own reality. Sister Nanana, continue on. Give us some more about this subject and what we can do.
Well, thank you, Brother Thurman. I really appreciate having the opportunity to share. And I do, I sense that there's a lot of energy around this particular subject, and that most of the folks in our community can identify with it one way or the other. So to take it a little bit further and to talk about what needs to happen in order to achieve the American dream. You know, we're being told that opportunity is the key and that opportunity is present and available to all of us. So opportunity is a set of circumstances, that come together in a particular way to make it possible for certain things to happen. Okay, that's what opportunity is. Unfortunately, what we have overlooked is that we can create our own circumstances. And once we create our own circumstances, we create our own opportunity. The so-called opportunity referred to in the American dream has not been fully available to us. And the reasons given by the power structure have been along the lines of, and we've heard these things before, just about all of us can identify with this in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You haven't worked hard enough. You're not smart enough. You need more education. You need to sacrifice more. The truth is that what we need to do is to just take full responsibility for ourselves and participate in a process that reflects our values and that is available to our entire community. See, that's another piece that some of us perhaps are not clear about, is that from our perspective, from our value system as African-descended people, what is good for the group is good for the individual. The American dream, which is a Western culture capitalistic philosophy, focuses on the individual only and does not in any way connect you with a group, but yet and still, achievement of the American dream is reserved for only certain people. So if I could just continue on, Brother Thurman, and just talk a little bit more, if that's okay. I just want to share what I think the American dream is.
Yes,
is this the point where we need to break and take a question?
Yes, it is. Let's take a question, yes. Thank you. Caller with the last four numbers, 3395. Please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
My name is Stuart Fields. I'm calling from Ahoskie, North Carolina.
Welcome, brother.
How y'all doing? All right. I just wanted to make a quick comment. When I was listening, I'm glad the sister just brought up when she was saying, what is American dream? I think First we need to define what the American dream is for us as African people. And I think once we get a definition of what we as African people see as the American dream, because traditionally the American dream isn't something that I feel like is something for us. It's something that, you know, we strive for, go to school, get an education, you know, get a job, become a part of the workforce, you know. I just see all that as debt. I'm just being honest. And like she was saying, it's based off of what's best for me. It's not about us as a group. It's individualism. It's capitalism. And that, I don't think, is the African way. I feel like as African people, we need to create our own dream and create things that ULU has already is in the process of creating. It's something to help all of us. It's about all of us, because, like, when one of us is doing good, the rest of us is doing good, can be doing good, instead of individually. So I just see defining what is the American dream for us as African people. What do we consider the dream, the American dream to be? And then once we decided you know, we can move forward. Because, like, entrepreneurship is something that we really need to be big on. You know, the internet is here now. So you have a lot of new jobs that's coming through the internet. The technology is here now. So with the coding and marketing on the web. So it's a lot of opportunities here that wasn't here 20 years ago that we can take advantage of, like e-commerce. E-commerce is something that we can all take advantage of sitting right here in our house. The old ways of stocking your store with products and waiting for it to get brought off the shelf is gone. So with e-commerce now, all we have to do is let the consumer purchase the order. We be the middleman. We receive the money. We buy it and ship it to them. So I think a lot of things have changed for the better. And with the internet and with the web, it doesn't see color. That's something also. The internet doesn't see color. When you go to somebody's web page or you go to somebody on their website, you don't know what color this person is. If they're African-American, if they're black, if they're white, it don't matter what their race are. It's what matters is if they have a product that you want and if you're willing to pay for it. So I think with this new age that we're in and the technology age that is really changing for the better, and I think the old American dream ain't good for African people. Ulu model is the best model around. I actually call it the rebirth of the Marcus Garvey dream. I feel like Ulu is rebirthing it and pushing it forward. And, you know, I'm glad to be a part of it. But, yeah, that's just my own comment. And, you know, I step back. Finish listening.
Thank you so much, brother, for your comment and your thoughts and ideas. And, you know, I invite you to share some of your business perspectives around various ventures that could be very likely be beneficial for us. We do have a business research and development committee group within ULU whose charge is to seek out business ventures and ideas that we can, in particular, develop from a cooperative perspective. And so I would invite you, just as I invited the other brother, to call our main number, leave your name and your contact information, and if you would be interested in working with and being a part of the Business Research and Development Group, we would certainly love to have your energy and your expertise.
I appreciate
Seriously.
That, and I will do that.
Seriously. All right. Thank you.
Yes. All right, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And, you know, at taking off from what the brother was just sharing with us, we need to develop our own definitions. You know, we have been trained in such a way that we kind of put what's kind of accept what's been put in front of us. And so my thought around the American dream, I see it as nothing more than a tool of the establishment. Much like pledging allegiance to the flag, the tool was invented by our capitalistic government to make it easier for them to manipulate us and to use our labor, to use our intellectual wealth by tricking us into thinking that we were or that we are part of America's bigger picture, or that we're, you know, on the horizon with whatever goals out there or fulfillment might come from the so-called dream. So the American dream is based on exploitation of melanated people in particular and their resources. See, one of the things that we don't realize is that we are a tremendous resource. We always have been, from the perspective of raw labor and also from the perspective of our knowledge and ingenuity. We are some of the most inventive people on the planet. When you look at all of the inventions that have been made, our cultural energy shows through because we invent stuff that helps people. We invent things to make life easier. We don't invent the atom bomb. We don't invent diseases that come from a test tube. We don't invent germ warfare. We don't invent stuff like that. So one of the examples that I can give of the exploitation of melanated people is that it might be looking at what are referred to as low wage earning jobs or jobs that have very few or no benefits. We who are in those jobs, and there are a lot of us economic scale, these jobs create and manifest an environment that encourages us to become comfortable and to remain in those jobs, or grooms us in such a way to remain in those positions with little or no chance of advancement. And so it's like being on a treadmill, and what happens is that being an employee becomes another form of slavery. So, you know, with all of that said, I think we are all coming to the conclusion, hopefully at this point in the discussion, that there isn't anything that we need to be striving for towards the so-called American dream. We need to flip the script and create our own dream, and we're going to talk about that shortly. So I'm going to bounce it back to you, Brother Thurman. It may be time for another little short break. I don't know. You may want to, if we have another question, you may want to take that.
Yes, we've got another person on the line. Let's give them opportunity to give us some good word. The last four numbers are 3440. 3440. Please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. My name is Shabaka. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. I'd like to greet you and Sister Nanana. A very informative program. A comment, no real question. The sister has really answered and addressed a lot of the comments and concerns that I had. My comment goes to the brother from North Carolina mostly, and that is that I appreciate and encourage him, you know, to continue what he's doing, and whatever information he has that allow us to be able to use the internet, the web, the social media. This is a time in which we can do it. I just want to maybe add my own perspective in terms of that the internet is not as invisible as some might think. You know, as long as you have an IP address, they know exactly where you're calling from or where you're logging on from. And usually, you know, we tend to be grouped, you know, in this country in certain sectors or certain areas of the country. So your IP address will almost undoubtedly give you away where you are, but the potential customer will not know necessarily. So that's an advantage to us, intelligent people, who in turn are keeping track of this. They know where we're calling from and who we are. Sister, I'd like to comment a little bit on you, and then I'm gonna leave, and I wish you to address it. Is that I don't really think that the American dream, as you said, was meant for anybody except for the people who are in control of the country. They just put out something in order to entice a certain group of folks, all right, to give the appearance of enriching themselves at the expense of others. I mean, even the people so-called white middle class, all right, are not really clear on the structure of capitalism. They go to job, they work out in the the suburbs. They have the two-car garage. They come home, cut the grass, and then they go to work. All right, and then they come back. But right now, they're finding out that they have to get two jobs in order to sustain what they had, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. So it's not really meant for anybody, and least of all, it's not meant for us. The illusion is that we have some of our people who have been very successful, multimillionaires, begin to push the American dream line to us. And that's the battle that we face, in that they're pushing the American dream line to us as if it can be real, and it's not. And that's the only comment I will. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk.
Thank you, Brother Shabaka.
Yes, thank you. And Sister Nanana, we've definitely appreciate the callers and everything that you've shared. And with the time that we have right now, do you want to continue on and talk about solutions and alternatives?
Why don't we go ahead and do that? Pardon me?
Yeah. Yeah, so I was going to say, what do you see as a realistic and achievable alternative?
Well, Brother Thurman, I see a couple of things. First of all, I see us definitely letting go of the American dream, as Brother Shabaka pointed out so clearly. It definitely is not meant for us, and when you examine it further, it's not meant for a lot of people. You know, it's meant to enslave people is what it's about. So first I see, you know, we just have to get very real with ourselves and say, this is not something I want to strive for. And being bold enough to step forward and create our own reality, not a dream. You know, let's start talking about real stuff, and that we are going to do this with like-minded people of Black African descent. So that's the first step. You know, my grandmother used to say, don't take nothing but a made-up mind. So that's the first step. You got to make up your mind that this is how you're stepping forward, and that you're going to do this with people in your community. Secondly, we need a plan or a roadmap to help us bring reality into the dream, and that's where ULU comes in. It's already been stated by, I think, two or three of the callers who have commented, us lifting us, Economic Development Cooperative, LLC, has created an exact method for us to both achieve economic prosperity and to pass this prosperity on indefinitely to our future generations. This plan, once it's in place and it really starts rolling, it's going to be there forever, because there's a whole culture that's created around it. So UJAMA, family-centered economic process, has several qualities that are beneficial for us. First of all, it honors who we are as people of Black African descent, because only Black people can participate in it. We do not have people in ULU outside of our ethnic group. That is our team, and we can identify our team, people who look like us. Also, the foundational values come from the indigenous African culture. So we are preserving and perpetuating our culture at the same time that we are building a strong economy. The UJAMA family-centered economic system encourages unity because there are shared goals, and shared goals are established that all agree upon. It's a democratic environment where everyone gets to vote, and everyone gets only one vote regardless of the amount of your investment, there is only one vote, and that keeps it real and keeps it on an even keel for everyone. It is purposely designed to be passed on generationally because every unit or share must designate a beneficiary. And so we make it very clear that this is something that is to be passed on. So when you come into ULU, it needs to be with the understanding that it's not just about you, it's about the generations that come after you. So the units that you purchase become part of your legacy. And for many of us, the whole notion of having a legacy is something that is totally new, that we've never been in a position before where we've had anything that we can pass on. Now we do. This system puts monetary success in what I call its proper place. That is that monetary success is a tool or a means to an end. It is not the end goal in and of itself. And that's very different from the economic system, the capitalist economic system that we've been involved in, where money is the end and what you can show that your money has allowed you to have, how many cars you can have, how big of a house can you have, you know, how many expensive suits of clothing you can have. And so it's taking us into an entirely different perspective in terms of how to use money. Profits are recycled back into the community. Profits are recycled back into the community and back to the shareholders or the unit holders who have made the purchase of the units. Now, some of this is done via charitable donations. And another big part of the family economic system is that we create business relationships with others in our community. They must be people of Black African descent who are not a part of ULU, but who are still part of us because we have the same ethnic roots. So in other words, we will do business if there is a product or a service that an ULU business needs. They are going to purchase that product or service from a person within our community. So you see, we really make that cycle go around and keep the money in our community. The ULU plan further reflects the culture of our ancestors because the individual is honored and respected, but group success is always the goal. And in any ULU business that's created, the emphasis is on we are succeeding as a team and that it's all about the success of teamwork. You know, we are the global majority. Melanated people are the majority of the people on the planet. ULU is a global business enterprise. We have members in Haiti, in the United Kingdom, in Bermuda, in Ghana, in several places throughout the continental U.S. Therefore, this economic system that is being built, this is a global system. And so we are looking forward to the time where no matter where you travel, you'll be able to connect with other ULU members. So for more information, for those of you who might be listening in who are not yet ULU owners or members, I invite you to take a look at the website, www.usliftingus.com. All of the information you need is there. Take your time, click on every tab, read all of the information, listen to and look at all the videos. Also, we can be reached by email. Our email address is info@usliftingus.com, info@usliftingus.com. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email, and you will be responded to, or you can leave a message on our main number, 404-592-2780. 404-592-2780. And we are also on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page, and that page is Us Lifting Us. So please give us your feedback, your questions, your comments, even your concerns. We are truly interested in hearing from you. So in closing, I would just like to say that I challenge not only our listeners, but others within our community to dare to win. Dare to win by giving up the American dream and joining with the hundreds of ULU member owners who have decided that they're going to boldly move forward and bring into being a new economic reality. That's what we're doing. And thank you, Brother Thurman, for giving me this opportunity to be guest on the program tonight. I appreciate it.
Yes, Sister Nanana, and we certainly always thank you and the very good information and the very good clarity that you bring to the subject. And family members, we're here every Thursday, and hopefully that you're taking notes tonight, like every night, so that you can share this knowledge and help to our people to get greater clarity about what we must do. And we will be back next Thursday. Any other things? We've got about three minutes, Sister Nanana. Any other thing you want to add before we close out?
The only other thing that I would add, Brother Thurman, and thank you for that final opportunity, is that I would encourage those who are members of ULU who are listening in, if in fact you have not become active with ULU, we really do need you. We need your energy. We need your intellect. We need your brain power. We want you to be active with ULU. We have a membership committee. We have a business research committee. We have committees that work specifically on media and marketing. And certainly we are always open to new ways to get the word out concerning ULU and to establish a very visible presence, so that we want ULU to become a household word. We want it to be known around the globe to all melanated people. So if you have the energy and the time where you can truly become active and be a part, please either email us or call the main number, leave your name and your contact information, and a board member will get back with you and help you to find a place on one of these committees so that you can be of assistance. And it doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, it doesn't matter what part of the globe you're in, because we have active ULU members all around the globe. You know, with technology, the wonderful thing about it is that you can participate and be active no matter where you are, because there are so many methods to communicate. So this is an appeal for you to become an active member in ULU. We do need your energy. And thank you for giving me that opportunity, Brother Thurman.
Yes, Sister Nanana. Thank you so much, family, and thank you for the all of the participants on the line by way of telephone and by way of internet. And we will be back next week, and just reflect on the words of what we must do, and that this dream is not for us, and we've got to have our own objectives. That's all about us lifting us.